But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. I believe that's all I'm going to read. I want to talk to you tonight about when it's all right to be different. A lot of folks got the idea that everything in this world has got to conform to the world. But the Bible tells me to be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you love the Lord, I believe that you'll look to Him for leadership and guidance in what you do. And brother, it's all right to be different. I thought these young men were different than all the other children they'd led out. They had brought them all and captured them and brought them over. Nebuchadnezzar had them as slaves, and as a special ambassador for Him. And if we'll look, God can work a mighty work in us. Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in the presence of the king. And the eunuch, the prince, the one that was over all the eunuchs, that brother that took care of them while they were in prison, that brother Daniel found favor in his eyes. And they began to say, "You're going to eat these things, and you're going to drink this." And Daniel said, "We're not going to do that. We're not going to eat just anything. And we're not going to drink just anything." Hey, brother, it's all right to be different. You don't have to take what the world's dishing out. The world will offer you everything that it can to try to draw you and allure you away from the Word of God and the fellowship that you have with the Lord. Brother, that's what the devil does. That's his job. But you don't have to get caught up in that. It's all right to be different than the world. It's all right if you want to be different. Brother, here was three young men out of all that they had chosen for Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They had gotten together and they had talked about that. Hey, sometimes you need to talk things over. Sometimes you need to sit down and reason. Isaiah said, hey, come, let us reason together. Brother, sometimes it's good to sit down and talk about what's going on around you. I know we've lived into a time that everything got to be politically correct. But brother, I'm not worried about being politically correct. Probably I couldn't even say it right sometimes. So it don't really matter. The important thing is that God sees our life and that He gets glory from it. And these men have decided we're going to be different. I believe you need to start at a young age. Amen. We got a little boy that's been coming visiting us at church, and he had been in private schools all his years. And this first year that he's been in a public school, and somebody had told me here lately, he had got in the back seat, rode to church with some folks. He had always been in a Christian school. Hey, never been in a Christian school don't mean everything's all right. But there are some better things there. But I want you to know, you got to face a big bad world sometimes. And you might as well get used to it, brother, and be different than the world. But after a few days, when he came back to our church and he was sitting in the back seat, brother, all of a sudden he just blurted out, "Oh Lord, what in the world have I done? It ain't like you think it is. Being a Christian ain't like the world thinks it is. Brother, but I'm telling you, there's some blessings for you. You don't have to look like the world, and you don't have to act like the world. You don't have to conform to the world. But brother, you have to act like what God wants you to be, and you have to be obedient to the leadership of God and His Spirit, and God will surely bless your life." these four young men, they said, we're not going to take part in that. Now, hey, just so I live in Cobb County. And I know, brother, you can buy alcohol. I see a sign all up and down the road. We now have beer on Sunday. And I'm going to tell you something, friend. Strong drink is a rage and wine is a mock, and he that drinketh unwise, you better leave that mess alone. It'll doom your soul. It'll get you to the place. Hey, everybody does it. Well, everybody don't. I don't drink it. Brother, I don't have to have it. Brother, I've found, glory to God, I've found something better to drink than what the world's offering. I got to drink out of the fountain of the pure Word of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, they probably pointed their fingers at them. Look at them. Look at them. You know, the world's got the idea. They'll look at you and say, they think they're better than we are. That ain't it, friend. When I was in sin, I was as low as you could get. And when I got saved, thank God, I want you to look at me. I took a step up. I got out of the miry pits of hell. I got my feet on a solid rock. He established my going. I know where I'm headed. And brother, I'm not any better, but I am saved. Amen.
Amen. That's right, brother.
These four young men said, we're just not going to eat that stuff. We're not going to eat off the king's table. And we're not going to drink his wine. We'll just do without. But just give us some. You know, all it was lentil soup, bean soup. We'll just eat bean soup and we'll drink water. And that'll be good enough. Somebody said, well, you got to have steak. You don't have to have steak. You don't have to have a hamburger. You don't have to have hamburger helper. You don't have to have bacon and eggs. But, brother, I tell you what you do have to have. You have to have God in the midst and God blessing you. Brother, I tell you, I'm a blowny man myself. I love it. I've been eating it for about 60 or 70 years, and it's mighty good. Brother, I wouldn't trade it. If that's what I had to live on, brother, that'd be all right with me. But I wouldn't compromise what I am and what I believe for nothing in this world. Daniel said, we're not going to eat that. You just keep an eye on us. Try us out. See if what we got, we'll just eat this pea soup and we'll drink water, and that we'll just live on that. That don't look like much. I know what the world says. I remember when, right after I got back out of the military and came home and got right with the Lord, some of them said, he won't last 30 days. I give him 60 days. He won't last long. Well, I tell you, it's been a long time. Amen.
Yeah,
I've been trying to stumble around, try to preach a little bit for 45 years, and I don't see no way to quit, and I don't see no end to it. God just trying to bless us, and if you just have it, you don't have to compromise what you are. Brother, God's going to take care of you. You see, you just be what God wants you to be, and God's going to richly bless you. Time and time again, God has come through. And he's blessed when you think there was no way. But you don't have to be like the world.
Amen.
It's all right to be different.
Amen.
It's all right to be different. When I was a boy, everybody dyed their hair, bleached it. Most of you wouldn't know nothing about that. But they did. And I did too, because everybody else did. You know what my mother used to say to me? I'd say, well, Mama, everybody does. She said, well, if everybody jumps off a bridge, you going to jump too?
Yeah.
Hey, you've heard it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Amen. And tell your kids the same thing.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Brother, I want you to know it's all right to be different. It's all right to look a little different. Amen. It's all right if you look a little different than the world looks.
Right.
It's all right if you act a little bit different than the world acts. It's all right if you want to pray. Somebody said, well, we can't pray in school. They done took prayer out of school. I beg your pardon. Yeah. Neighbor, they didn't do it. The only reason prayer's out because you don't pray.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right, brother, I don't have to tell you when I'm praying. Yeah. I don't have to pray over a microphone. Right, brother, but I can tell you what I can do. Glory! Have the Lord looks at the heart. I can pray when nobody's looking. I can pray when nobody sees it. And I can get in touch with the mighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's all right to be different. There was a crowd gathered over yonder one time. And let me back up first. I don't get the girls. Girls, it's all right to be different. Yeah, but they'll look at me funny if I wear my dresses that long. They're going to look at you in a different way if you wear them too short.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now, hey, I preach this where I pastor. He used to be a member. He used to be a member. You used to be a member. You're a member. Your family. I preach the same way at church. I'm not going to apologize for it. Brother, I believe you're dressed right, walk right, talk right, smell right, and be right.
Yeah.
Amen. It's all right to be different. The Bible tells me that there was a man that had leprosy. A mighty king, a mighty warrior man. And he is over an army. He had leprosy. There was a lot of folks come in and out and people talked to him time and time again. But there's a little girl there that had been captured and was brought in and made a slave and a maiden unto him. And his household, I don't hear her complaining. We have a nation full of complainers. Well, I ain't got. Well, I ain't either. But I'm happy. Amen. Hey, I learned a long time ago. I've been one that didn't have a penny in my pocket. Didn't know where I was going to get another penny. Didn't know how, hey, you don't know what it's like till you went through the high couches and chairs and everything else looking for enough money to buy some loaf bread. Some of you don't know what that's like, but I know what it's like because I've done it. Amen. Didn't know how I was going to get to work. Didn't have enough money hardly to go in the car. And brother, old tires, if you'd run over a sharp marshmallow, you'd have had a flat. Didn't know how I was going to make it. But thank God, God does something in marvelous ways if we'll just trust him.
Yeah, that's right,
this little woman wasn't a griper and complainer. She stood right there. The old king began this time. And the old man, a warrior man, he knew he had leprosy and didn't know what he was going to do. That little maid began to testify. Hey, if you live right, you can testify right. If you don't live right, you're not going to testify.
Amen.
Amen. I learned from folks, hadn't you?
Amen.
Amen. People that live for God, they're going to testify. People that don't live for him ain't going to testify about him.
That's right.
But this little maid testified. It's all right to be different.
Yes.
She didn't act like everybody else did. She didn't show out like everybody else did. Brother, but she said, I would to God you was over in our land, back over in Israel. There's a God over there that can heal you.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Well, he didn't know no better. He sent a letter to the king, said, I'm going to send a letter. Got the king to send it. Hey, come over here and heal me. Brother, I'm telling you, the king ain't got nothing to do with it.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. The king ain't got nothing to do with it. I know who's got something to do with it. You know what they had to do? They had to go down to the preacher's house. Amen. When it's all said and done, friend, you're going to find out they're the best friends you've ever had. I don't like that old preacher. He talked mean to me. I'm just trying to correct you and tell you what's right. I'm trying to show you the right path. I'm trying to show you the right way. If you don't believe me, ask this little girl right here. I've known her for about a long time, hadn't I? Amen. When she was just a teenager. Amen. I remember her. Brother, I'm telling you, God can change, say.
Right.
Amen. You got to stay with God, and if you'll do that, God will bless your life.
Yeah.
That little woman, brother sent him off down there. That man didn't know who to go talk to.
No.
He was a leper. He went to what he thought the authority was, but it wasn't him.
No.
Amen. That's not the authority.
No.
I got a good doctor. I love him. He's been to our church. He spoke to the church several times. I love him. He's a good man, but he don't have nothing. Hey, see, he showed me up several times. I'm not accident prone, but I have been cut a few times. And he showed me up. And he done a good job. You can't hardly see it. But he didn't make it grow together. They come from God Almighty.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all right to be different.
Yeah.
It's all right, girls, to be different.
Yes.
It's all right to tell somebody I love Jesus.
Yeah.
It's all right to say God's blessing my life and I'm going to stay clean and pure before Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. It's all right.
I see it.
It's all right to be different.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about flattering. See, I remember all hippies. Most of you probably don't. They wore striped pants and flared shirts and sandals and bushy hairdos. Amen. Wore their shirts open with a necklace around them. My brother was a hippie. I know what I'm talking about. You don't have to tell me. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it firsthand. Amen. Thank God I was a little past the hippie stage. Amen. I didn't need it. Don't want it. But I found something better.
Yeah, that's right.
I found something better than what the world's got to offer. And this little lady done her testifying, don't even tell what her name was. Girls, it ain't important that you get a big name. That's not important at all. Do you know that? We feel like our name ought to be in lights. And we, you know, I know teenagers dream. It's hard to believe, but I used to be a teenager. You dream about being in these big shows, you know, and about being a singer, special singer, and you dream about this and that. And that's all right to dream. Just don't get caught up in it. Get the reality is, brother, without the grace of God, brother, we'll perish. Without God leading us and guiding our life, we're doomed. And if you'll pray, God's going to send you a good man. Amen. God will send you a good woman, men. If you'll pray and ask God to get in the matter.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Let me get some, you young men, let me tell you something. There's a big crowd gathered over yonder, about 5,000. And all of a sudden, there's all kinds of people there. There was Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes and lawyers and I guess just about everybody you could imagine was there. But here comes a little boy. Just one little boy.
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
He was different than everybody else.
Yeah.
You know what made him different? Is what he had.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what makes a difference is what you got.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you got it, brother, it'll show up.
Yeah.
Glory to God. It'll make a change in your life.
Yeah, God. Thank God.
That little boy come up through there. He had a couple of fishes and five loaves. Somebody said, what's a little boy doing with all that? I don't know. It don't matter. It don't really matter to me if he'd had one fish and a turtle and a frog. It don't matter to me. He fed the crowd anyway. You know what he done with it? He gave it to Jesus. Your talent that you have, you need to give it to Jesus. You see, God's blessed some of you. I don't sing. I really don't. I know that's hard to believe, but I don't sing. I sing for myself, and I sing to the Lord, but I'm not a singer, and I know that. But I'm telling you, God's blessed some of you, and you got beautiful voices, and you need to use it for God. Don't use it for the world. Amen. I know the ambitions of a lot of folks. Well, if I get to where I can sing in church, then maybe I can roll over and get in something else. Now, I'm going to tell you how it goes. It won't be long. Them that couldn't make it in gospel, in country music, and they couldn't make it in rock and roll, and they couldn't make it in nothing else, they always had to come back to the church.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what makes a difference? I can get plugged in on some things. Some things I can't.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. You know what makes me connect up? Is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I can get connected if you got it. I don't care how good you sing or what you look like, as long as the Holy Ghost gets between us and we get matched up with. This little boy looked different than everybody else. He was visibly carrying something else that nobody else had. He was visibly, brother, marching right up to where the crowd was and had his fishes and loaf, and he didn't get embarrassed about it. He didn't embarrass him because he had fishes and loaves. I'm not going to carry my Bible because they'll think I'm a preacher. I couldn't think of a better honor myself. But you ought to hug that thing every once in a while.
Yeah.
You ought to thank God gave you something.
Yeah.
Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. No, sir. Brother, get you a good book and start studying and reading and praying. God will begin to open your mind and let you see some things. Young men, God wants to bless you.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Yeah, the talent you have, you didn't get that on your own.
That's
you know
right.
That, don't you? I want to share with you my son, my oldest son, was here last night, plays the bass. One year he told me, he said, Daddy, I asked him, what you want for Christmas? He said, I want a guitar, I want a bass guitar. And I thought, well, it won't make any difference. Hey, I ordered him one from Sears. You know where Sears used to be, over here on Rawlsville Street? I ordered him a guitar and went over and picked it up right before Christmas. Well, I brought it in the house, and we got it wrapped, you know how you'll do, and I give it to him on Christmas morning. He looked at it, he said, this ain't what I want. I want a bass guitar. I thought, where in the world would I get a bass guitar? All of a sudden, hey, now I'm going to tell you how God does. All of a sudden, it popped in my mind. See, what's your thoughts? Brother, God puts them there, whether you know it or not, and Satan puts his in too. But God put this one in there. And I knew this fellow that played a bass guitar, and I called him. I said, in fact, he used to be a member here a long time ago. I called him. I said, you got a bass guitar? He said, yes. I said, well, is it yours? He said, no, it's not mine. I said, well, I was just wondering. He said, call me back in a little bit. I may be getting a new one for Christmas.
Bless him, Lord.
In a little bit, I called him back. I called to see about the guitar. He said, well, I got a brand new one. He said, won't you call a man that owns this guitar and ask him about it? I called him. He couldn't even play it. The other guy couldn't. I said, I need to buy that guitar. This was on Christmas morning. I said, I need to buy that guitar. He said, well, Brother Harold, if you want it, I'll sell it to you. I can't play it. I met him over at Fellowship Baptist Church in the parking lot. He brought the guitar and an amplifier. I don't remember what I gave him, maybe $125. I don't even remember. But God worked that out. Amen. A little bit later, Keith took it after he started playing a little bit, took it to a music store, and they said, do you know what you got? This is a concert bass. This is a Rickenbacker concert bass. If you bought it for that, but I'm telling you, when God's in the matter, it'll make a difference.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Two or three people showed him a few little licks on it, you know. He plays bass, a guitar, a banjo, piano, and a little bit on the violin, and he can play a harmonica that I couldn't play. Now, hey, I'm telling you, God will bless your talent if you'll use it for Him.
That's right, Brother Harold.
Young men, God's going to bless your talent if you'll use it for Him.
Yeah, that's right.
You may have a special talent that you can do something that's unique and you use it for the Lord. God can bless you with it.
Amen.
God can do that.
Yes, He
can. Moms and dads, you noticed it's all right to be different. It's all right to be different. When I was working, I thought sometimes that nobody paid any attention to what I was. I'd say I'm in revival or I'm going to church. And they'd say, how about working over? I can't, I got to go to church. Well, hey, we can pay you time and a half. I said, I'm not going to work. Well, we pay you double time on Sunday. Why don't you work? I can't do it. I've got obligation to the Lord. Yeah. I got to go to church. Hey, you think people don't notice that?
Yeah.
I have people come up to me that I worked with 25, 30 years ago, and they'll say, are you still preaching? Yeah. And I reckon they thought I was going to quit.
Yeah,
I said, I'm still trying. I'm still trying. God's still in charge.
Amen.
Now, I want you, mamas and dad, don't think you're too old. Don't ever think you're too old. Amen. Somebody said, I'm just too old. I can't do nothing there. You can do something. You can. I tell you, little lady, I used to go out and visit, and some of you remember, some have been members of our church, and your sister Gladys, she died when she was 100. I'd go out and talk to her, and I remember talking to her. She couldn't get up hardly out of bed, except laid in the bed, and she'd pray, and she'd talk about the Lord every time I went. She told me one Wednesday night, I'd always go on by Wednesday night and Sunday nights and talk to her. She told me one Wednesday night, she said, preacher, I want you to pray for me. She said, I'm having the awfulest time. I said, really? She said, the devil just tempts me. And I thought to myself, my Lord, what can the devil tempt you with, 99-year-old? And you know what? We'll sit around and talk about, well, I ain't never tempted you. You are. You just may not admit it. He'll try to make fame and fortune and show you all the bright lights and tell you, hey, this is the way to go. Yeah. Well, there was a young man, the Bible said, and Jesus gave the parable. There was a young man that he got to wanting to do his own thing. And he went to his daddy and he said, daddy, give me what's coming to me. And his daddy split his living and gave it to him. And the Bible said in a few days he left and he went into a far country and wasted his living, everything that he had on righteous living.
That's right.
And he ended up in the pig pen.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Let me tell you, don't ever turn your nose up at how good God's been to you.
Hey, that's right.
Every one of us could be living in a mud hut somewhere.
Amen.
Amen. Don't think it can't happen. It could. I was in California about 3 weeks ago. My wife saw it first. She said, would you just look? I can't hardly believe it. There's a woman going through the garbage can right on the street of San Francisco. Now, hey, let me tell you something, friend. You could be in a lot worse shape than what you think you are. Things could get a lot worse than you think they are. Now, most of you have never seen things like that. Now, I've seen it when I was in Europe, and I've seen it in the United States, and I've seen brother folks that just got down to where they had absolutely nothing. But it's all right to be different.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right to pray.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Thank you, Lord.
I remember years ago we went to a place called the Harmony House down at Mapleton. It was a good place to eat. Used to be an old man. His son was a member. He may have been a member here, Mr. Holbrook. Couldn't hardly stand up. He'd get up and he'd take his hat off. Dear Lord, we thank you for this food. That whole restaurant would get quiet when that old man prayed.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing it for a show either. But he lived down here off Bankhead in a tent. And I'm telling you, God poured heaven out on him and his family.
Yeah.
Amen. God can bless you if you'll just let him.
Amen.
God wants to bless you. It's all right to be different. It's all right. Hey, it makes me, I don't care if you know my name or not. It really don't matter to me, as long as you know who I'm talking about. Lots of guys that I worked with don't know my name. But they do know this. If you say, what's his name? They'd say, Rev. Or that's the preacher. Some of them call me Rabbi. But I tell you one thing, I wanted to know whose side I was on.
Yeah, right.
Amen. You need to tell folks what you are. Ain't nothing wrong with telling people I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm glad it. I'm saved and I know that I am. I'm happy with what God's done. It's all right to be different. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel was different. They said as they grew up and they made them over everything, they were more like presidents. The king made a great big old monument out in the desert, a big old tower of himself. Wanted everybody to fall down and worship. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "We're not going to do that. We're not going to change." I've seen a big change in church. I've seen a big change. I remember when we didn't have air conditioning. Didn't have microphones. Push the windows up. Bugs flying everywhere. I said, we're not going to bow. You hear the music, you better bow. We're not going to bow. I like them three men because there's something about them I like. They wouldn't bow, they wouldn't bend, and they wouldn't burn. Yeah. You talking about some fellas that's close to God. Yeah. Somebody said, "Well, if they throwed you in the fire, you'd probably burn up." I might, and I might not. I might and I might not.
That's right.
That's what they told him. Said, "Wait, you're going to burn up." They said, "Well, that's all right. If God doesn't deliver us, we'll just burn up. But we're not going to bow."
That's right, brother.
We're not giving in to what the devil does.
Yeah, I see it.
Music gets going pretty good. I'm a foot patter. You know, music gets going pretty good. You get to patting your foot. The devil would love for you to dance. Now, if you dance in the spirit, that's all right. Amen. Preach, I never heard of that. Well, you have now. I've seen old ladies get in the spirit and get to shout and just dance all over the place and their hair fall down, knock bobby pins all over the church house. Brother, I'm telling you, God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. It's all right to be different. It's all right to holler, amen. We got to where we think reverent is quiet. Who told you that? That had to have been the devil's crowd telling that.
That's right. Thank God.
That had to be him telling it. They made a lot of noise. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, "We ain't going to do it. We ain't bending. We ain't going to bend." They throwed them in the fire furnace. You know the story. They looked in there and they said, didn't we throw three in there? I see four. Hey, somebody else in there with them. Well, I tell you, take him with you. No matter where you go. And if he can't go there, don't go.
Amen.
That's best advice I can tell you.
Yeah,
right. Amen. Somebody said, "I wear a bracelet." Said, "What would Jesus do?" I got it in here.
Yeah,
he tell me what I better do, what I better not do. I don't have to do it. But if I don't, I'm going to carry a whipping. And there ain't nothing like getting whipped by the Lord.
That's right.
He'll wear you out. Time went on. Daniel told the king what he thought. And the king got mad, and the people got mad, and the devil's crowd got mad, and the princes got mad, and all the astrologers got mad. Hey, brother, I'm telling you, the world's mad at Christians. You know that, don't you? They're mad. The scientist world's mad. They don't like it. You didn't come from a slime that's crawled up out of the pond somewhere. That ain't where you come from. God scooped up a man out of a pile of dirt and breathed into him the breath of life and took a rib and made a woman.
Yeah, that's right.
And they got together and had children.
Yep. That's right. That's
where you come from.
Amen.
You didn't just come sliming up out of something. You'd have to have more faith to believe that than you would to get saved.
Yeah.
Amen. I couldn't buy that stuff. Yeah, but they got an education. So did Hitler.
Yeah, that's
That ain't got nothing to do with it. Amen. So people got an education. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. The Bible tells me in Proverbs there was a little man. Nobody knew nothing about him. Doesn't give his name. But by the wisdom of God, he delivered the whole city. It just takes the wisdom of God. That's where it comes from. Not because you went to school. There's nothing wrong with school. Shame on you if you don't go. You need to get all the education you can. I believe it can help you. The education won't further what God can do. Amen. I got 1,000 thoughts and can't get none of them hardly. God is still in control. Daniel, you're going to have to do what I said. You can't do it. We're going to throw you in a den with a bunch of lions. But I'm not going to do it. You ever had a bunch of folks get up and go against you on something? I have. But it seemed like I was the only one standing. When I was working, they told me, said, we're going to go fishing, and everybody in our crew's going. I said, I'm not going. Well, you need to go. Well, that's all of us are going to go. I said, I'm not going. Yeah, but preacher, we want you to go. I said, no, what you want is me to drive you drunks down to Florida and babysit you and drive you back. And I'm not going to. Amen. You need to have some standards in your life. What you going to do and what you ain't going to do. You won't never get no promotion. That's all right. That's all right. God will work it out. God will take care of it. I don't have much of an education. I never have a class. I want to tell you this right quick. I quit school like a dummy. You know any dummies? Go to school a little while and they didn't need to go anymore. Dummy. That's me. I quit. I got in Germany. It was snowing when I got there in October, and it was snowing 3 years later in May when I left. And I had a lot of time on my hands. I don't know who said, why don't you finish and get your GED? Hey, if you can't go finish school, get your GED anyway. Well, I did. I'm trying to go fast again. I moved down here, me and my wife, and lived in her uncle's basement. Damp, wet, cold. God got us a job. I worked at a plastic company mixing colors, and I'm colorblind. My wife worked over here at the sock mill, turning socks for them. Wasn't too good a job. But God began to move. God began to move. We joined here at this church and prayed. Somebody said, you don't need to go to Lockheed and put in the application. I said, they won't hire nobody. November, I went over there and put an application in. I walked out there and the man said, how many of you has got prior military? Me and one other fellow, they said, you two come with me, rest of you go home. They hired us in November. Had to pay us for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. I stayed 7 years and then left 7 years and come back. And the second time I came back, let me tell you. Now, I'm trying to tell you something. There was a school opened up at Lockheed, and I said, I'm going to put in for that. Well, I did. I took a little old test, and they said, okay, you can go to school. But we're going to test you about every 2 or 3 weeks or 8 weeks. And if you fail this part, you're out. There was 13 people started. I was the only one that didn't have some college out of 13. First thing they said, we're going to have math. I said, I can do abstract, multiply, and divide. That ain't no problem. It's all right the first week. Second week, they said, we're going to be, and I can handle decimals and fractions. Then they said, we're going to be starting into a little bit of algebra. I stumbled through it. They said, now we're going to trigonometry. And we'll probably get a little calculus. And I didn't even know what they was talking about. And I prayed and prayed and prayed. And I'm serious with you, friend. At the end of 2 years, there were five people left, and that's one of them. And I'm going to tell you who done it. It wasn't me. It was the Lord that done that. Some of them said, I don't see how you got through it. I do. A whole lot of prayer. But I'm telling you, it's all right to be different. I was in another school, paid a little bit more money. The man told me the final test took 40 hours written. I can't remember how many pages writing off the top of my head. It was all written. And at the end of 40 hours, at the end of the week, on Friday, I said, I'm about 2 o'clock, I said, I'm through, and I'm leaving. He had told us earlier in the week, he said, if you boys want to pray, want to pass this, you need to bring me a bottle of so-and-so. He's looking right at me. I said, if I don't pass, I'm not bringing you nothing. I didn't pass it. But you know what? God had other things in store. I went back to my old job. It was one labor grade different, about 30 cents. I went back to my old job. About 6 months later, they upgraded us, took us out of factory work and put us over in office and technical. I got about 70 or 80 cent raise and got above everybody in the whole plant. Hey, man, I'm telling you, God wants you to be different. He wants you to look different and act different. He wants you to be that person he'd have you be. You don't have to go around telling everybody you're a Christian. But I'm going to tell you something. When the opportunity comes, step in. When the opportunity arises, tell somebody. When somebody said, I don't know what I'm going to do, how about suggesting prayer? Amen. How about suggesting living for the Lord? How about telling them what God can do?
Yes.
Preacher, you don't understand. I'm having a hard time. But don't you know you're in a battle? You're going to have a hard time. That's what the devil does. Once you get saved, he wants to fight you. And he's going to. But you see, the Lord didn't leave you defenseless. Put on the whole armor. Stand steadfast. God, it's all right to be different. It's all right. We have that tendency about us. We want to look different. You know? If everybody in the whole family is parting their hair on the right, we want to part ours on the other side so we can be distinct. And I don't have that problem. Everybody at school wearing the same thing. I tell you what, you can set a trend. Won't you wear your dresses about right there? Look out, preacher. Well, I'm worried it ain't so low. You got quiet, so I must have hit a good place. Must have hit a good place. There ain't nothing wrong with dressing right. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what Christians ought to do. I can remember 25, 30 years ago, but they'd have been some charges preferred against folk for the way they dressed. Amen. I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm talking about men and women. I think it's all right to be different. It's all right to be different. You don't have to be like the world. The world doesn't care a thing about you. They don't love you. They don't care about you. You'll soon find out if you're a baseball player, a football player, and you're the best player on the team, and you score 10 touchdowns a game and knock 3 home runs every ball game, the day you quit doing it, you're no good. The world don't love you then. Thank God, with God is, if you strike out every time, he still loves you.
Yeah.
Amen. If you don't ever do nothing big, he still loves you.
Yeah.
He cares about you. Yeah. It's all right to be different.
Amen.
Be different in the right way.
Yeah.
Be different that the world can see Jesus in you. Stand with us. Hey, we're a little bit less than that. Let's do this. Stand with us, please. Tony and them little granddaughter there, she was rubbing my hand earlier. I'd put my hand up here and she'd rub my hand. I remember when my boys was babies, we was members here, and they'd set, different people wanted to hold them. And they'd rub them behind the ears and they'd rub their backs and they'd go off to sleep. Children are precious. God gave them to you and they're precious. Where's my two campers at? I'll have to hunt them. Where's them girls at? Where are they? When these little girls was about this big, they was telling me about camping. They built them a little house in their house. You know, made them a little tent, and they was camping. That's special. You can remember something your children said to you. You can remember things they've done. You can remember being in church with them. I don't want to use anybody else. Come on, Brenda. We're not members here. Come on. I want you to play. Come on. I just want you to play. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with coming up and telling your children, tell them I love you. There ain't a thing wrong with that. There ain't a thing wrong with telling them you love them.
That's right.
I'm proud of you. I love you. And then you can go to your neighbors and go to your wife and your husband if they're here. You tell them you love them. Tell his children you love them. Tell your pastor you love him. Hey, that's part of it. That's part of it. That's different. The world don't do that. But you do it. Come on. Come on. Move. Do what it tells you right now.